are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, May Adam, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, the new director, Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, and congratulations. You've been at the library for a little bit, but just got promoted to director.
Yes, thank you for having us. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, there's always so much going on at the library, and this is a great opportunity for folks to kind of get a little reminder of, oh yeah, I want to be part of that so that I can get on out there.
Yes, definitely. We do have some things coming up. This coming Tuesday starts our knitting and crochet club. We started making knitting for kitten blankets the first part of the year. Anyone in the community could knit a blanket for the cats at Paws, and that really took off. And we found that there were quite a few people in the community that had an interest in both knitting and crocheting. And there was some demand for a knitting and crochet club. So we're going to start that over the noon hour on Tuesdays from 11 to 1. And we'll provide coffee and water. And then we have had quite a bit of yarn donated. So we will put the yarn that's been donated out, and you can come and knit and crochet over your lunch hour, or just stop in from 11 to 1, and that's going to be every Tuesday in our South Dakota room.
Very nice. A great opportunity for those who want to be part of that. So that is a pretty neat thing. And I loved how when you were doing the blankets for the kittens, if people weren't, you know, that's not a skill that they have, they could donate yarn to be part of that. So that's probably what this is from, right?
It is. Yep. And it gives everyone a chance to be part of it. And then we had people check out some books that did not know how to knit or crochet, and they learned that skill. So this is also a good chance to come and socialize and meet new people. And if you are working, you can still come and do it over your lunch hour.
Yeah, that is great. Now, next week, you've got someone coming by, because it is a very special week next week, I hear.
Yes, it is. Next week is National Organ and Tissue Awareness Week. National Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness Week. It's quite the mouthful there.
It is.
So on Friday, April 22nd, we have Dr. Jenna Wickersham coming, and she's going to talk about organ donor awareness. And she has a special connection to that story because she has something called PKD. It's an inherited genetic disease. And so she needs a kidney herself. So she's going to talk about her family's journey needing an organ. So that should be a very popular talk, and everyone's welcome to come. That's at 1 o'clock on Friday, April 22nd, and it's free. All of our programs are free, which is wonderful.
It is. Yes, so that's a great thing. And that's going to be a very important, very informative talk. So
yes, it is.
Encourage folks to come out and listen to that and learn, you know, if they're not familiar with how it all works. This is a good opportunity.
Yes, it is. And that's where our taxpayer dollars, you can see them working with all these great programs.
Yes.
And we're very thankful to Dr. Wickersham for volunteering her time to come in. So we just want to tell her thank you.
Absolutely. And you have an author coming by, I hear.
We do. And then next Sunday, April 24th, we're going to have South Dakota magazine author Paul Higby. He lives in Spearfish, and he has graciously agreed to drive to Pierre to talk about writing for South Dakota Magazine. And we do get South Dakota Magazine at the library. It's a very well-respected magazine, and he has several stories to tell. And that's going to be at 3 p.m. in our South Dakota room. And that, again, is open to the public, and anyone can come. And also next Sunday, the Pierre Master Gardeners, the Prairie Potter Master Gardeners, they have graciously agreed to come at 1 p.m. and help us with a seed swap.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. So if you have questions about your seeds, or you don't know how something works, or you have some questions, there's going to be some Master Gardeners there. And even if you don't have seeds to swap, you're still welcome to come and attend. But if you want to bring some seeds or you have some unique seeds to swap, I know I had one patron drop off some really unique gourd seeds for that, so that everyone could have one of those seeds. So we have that coming up. And so next Sunday is going to be a busy day. The seed swap starts at 1, and then you can stick around for Paul Higbee from South Dakota Magazine at 3 o'clock.
My goodness. As always, lots of things going on. And if there are folks that are new to the area or the, you know, they haven't been to the library, I mean, if they want to come and get their card and do all that, it's a pretty easy process.
It is. So if you are new to the area, just bring your photo ID and then a piece of mail that shows where you are residing, and we can walk you through that process to get your card in the library.
Very nice. And a good way to keep track of what you've got going on, too, is you've got a Facebook page where you keep all the programs going and let people know what's happening.
Yes, we do. And we are on Twitter and we are on Instagram as well. So, and we, you can also check out our Rollins Library website as well. Mm-hmm. So, but we are very thankful to these people that are volunteering their time to come in and educate the community. It would not be possible without them.
Absolutely. And we appreciate all the programs that you offer for the community. And I know a lot of people take advantage of those and take part, and it's a great thing to have.
It is. So we have a great week coming up at Rollins Library.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in on this Friday morning, Abby. It was nice to have you here. Look forward to future visits.
Thank you. Have a happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you, too. There's the Rollins Library Director joining us this morning, Abby Edwardson, on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, May Adam, and Vistacare.